And I'd like at this point to invite the children up here for a short message. Oh, Clay, this is going to be intimate. Well, good morning, you two. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the leaves are changing outside, right? And I was thinking to myself, I think they're kind of pretty, and I'd like to get a tree of my own. So I picked up one of these. Clayton, I'm pretty sure you know what this is. Andrew, do you know what this is? What is it? That's right, it's an acorn. That's right. So I had one of these, and my plan was I was going to use this to grow my own tree. But I ran into a problem. I left it on my desk for a whole week. And you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. No tree, nothing at all. And that's because acorns have to be in something in order to grow. So I've got two things I can stick the acorn in this morning. On one hand, I have a jar of pickles. And on the other hand, I have a cup of dirt. So, what do you guys think would happen if I put the acorn in the jar of pickles? Yeah, I think it would just probably get soggy and start smelling kind of weird. But what would happen if I stuck the acorn in the jar of dirt? Oh, I think you're pretty close, Andrew. If I took care of it, it would eventually grow into a big oak tree, and then its leaves would start changing colors. I know. Now, in our gospel reading for this morning, we're going to hear Jesus say something very, very important. He's going to say, "Those who are my disciples are the ones who stay in my word." So just like the acorn has to be in the dirt and not in the pickle juice in order to grow into a big tree, we, if we're going to be Jesus' disciples, have to stay in his word. We have to read the Bible. We have to listen to the Bible. And being a disciple is a good thing. And so let us, you and me, pay attention and listen to God's word so that we can be his disciples. You guys can get back now. And thank you.